The other weekend I was cleaning out a load of old cupboards and stuff, and I found at the bottom a copy of my old Lion King CD.
Classic.
And you know how sometimes you forget about certain songs or certain like albums that you've got, and you go, God, I've forgotten how much I absolutely love this. And I used to love singing along in the car, so what I did was quickly downloaded it, and now I've got it in the car. So last week, on my way back from here, it was Hakuna Matata at full belt.
Good. Well, you know, I think it's an important phrase that you should carry about. It's a wonderful phrase.
And then I can't remember the rest. And what tends to happen is I do, there's no worries for the and then you just keep humming
along. You've got
along
the gist of what it's about, though, with there not being any worries. I think you're all right.
It's true. And then you look to the right of you and you realise that, of course, you're at some traffic lights and someone else is looking at you very oddly.
I can help you out with the line. It's a problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. It's not difficult.
You must have one as well.
Well, yeah? Yesterday we were driving back from Brighton and I flicked the radio on and there was a show tune on. Now, I, like you, love a good show tune. I'm known to sing the whole of Joseph on a long car journey. This was Miss Saigon, okay. Turned it up, other half's driving. I was singing, the arms were going, I was doing the reach and grab, and I looked over to him and I was like, are you not enjoying this? And he just went, no. And I turned over.
Do you know the other thing about this, the Lion King CD that I've downloaded now? I've realised that obviously as I hit Milton Keynes in the morning, this tune has a particular prominence, right? So I'm sat there and I'm thinking, here comes a roundabout.
Yep,
and I go in the first one and then I'm thinking, hang on a minute, oh, comes another one. It's a wheel of fortune, this one. And then I'm like, oh, right, OK, we'll travel on. But oh, here comes another one. Hot breakfast with Stuart and Natalie.